In Colombia, nearly 3 weeks of sustained combat between the country's largest rebel group and the army has tested the resistance of the indigenous Nasa people caught in the crossfire. The fighting thus far has killed 3 policemen, 1 9-year-old girl, and a 1-year-old girl. 20 homes, a school, church, and a hospital have also been left in ruin. FSRN's Nicole Carson has more.
On the dawn of April 14th, FARC fighters laid siege on the town of Turibio, a center of indigenous Nasa resistance, where President Álvaro Uribe had stationed heavily armed police bunkers annexed to civilian homes. The rebel attack was directed against Uribe's U.S.-funded democratic security strategy to win back territory controlled by illegally armed groups. An 8-year-old boy displaced from Turibio recounts what happened that morning. "We were in Turibio displaced by the guerrilla," he says. "First, they convinced us to leave the town so the guerrilla could stay with the police. You should have seen the quantity of guerrillas that took over the school, ruining the fences to arm their gas cylinder bombs." The continued fighting in Turibio and other villages serves as yet another example of how Colombia's 41-year-old conflict pits an autonomous indigenous struggle for resistance in the crossfire. Ezequiel Bitonas, coordinator of the indigenous governments of Northern Cauca.
Before the attack, we requested that the government remove the police bunkers from the village. It's not our problem to resolve the conflict with the guerrilla. We're busy organizing our communities and our lives, and that's why we don't side with the armed actions of the government or the insurgency, because the government has killed our people, and so has the guerrilla.
In Turibio alone, FARC rebels have killed 6 indigenous Nasa in the past year, and right-wing paramilitaries killed 5 Nasa leaders since January. After years of killings and attempts by armed groups to control their territory and culture, the Nasa implemented their own 7,000-strong nonviolent indigenous guard. Last September, armed only with traditional batons, some 400 Nasa combed the jungle on foot for 36 hours to rescue their mayor and ex-governor, kidnapped by the FARC 2 weeks prior. This massive search conducted by civilians forced the FARC to return the indigenous leaders unharmed and earned the indigenous guard the National Peace Prize. The Colombian government, however, discourages the indigenous guards, saying that they should join the armed forces. As fighting continued throughout the region, members of the indigenous guard were assigned to accompany journalists entering the combat zone. 18-year-old Jesus Leonidas.
I joined the indigenous guard because I like it. There are many youth today that joined the war and the different armed groups. But from our point of view, as indigenous people, we said no to the war, no to the armed groups, and we won't join them. We've had to defend our own autonomy by carrying the baton, which signifies our authority and the strength to continue struggling as indigenous people here.
Throughout the Andean foothills, homemade white flags demark Nasa refugee shelters called permanent assemblies. After a day of close combat near the village, some 500 people gathered in the clinic of Natala. Food and mattresses were scarce, hepatitis A had broken out, and the electricity had just gone out when a village leader announced that the FARC planned on taking over the clinic that evening.
It seems that they want to come here, so the guard and the whole community must be alert. We will not be afraid and we will not leave. No, we will stay here.
The FARC did not take the civilian shelter that evening. On April 30th, Nasa leaders met with President Uribe and called for an immediate ceasefire, removal of troops from their territory, and a negotiated solution. Uribe said he would not comply. In a statement to the president, Nasa leaders said, quote, "Our position regarding the FARC is the same as our position with the armed forces, and it corresponds to our permanent demand of respect for our process, authorities, territory, and the right not to be involved in the armed conflict." From Turibio, Cauca, I'm Nicole Carson for Free Speech Radio News.
Free Speech Radio News is produced at Pacifica Station's WBAI in New York, KPFK in Los Angeles, and KPFA in Berkeley, and community radio station WMNF in Tampa, Florida. The newscast is produced by Monica Lopez and Simba Russo. Headlines editors are Randy Zimmerman and Nell Abram. DC editor is Mitch Jezerich. Our technical production team is Jay Paget-Seekins, Pauline Bartolone, Mick Millen, and Eric Klein. Special thanks to Transbay for web services. For archives of this or other newscasts or documentaries, visit our website, www.fsrn.org. That's fsrn.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Aura Bogado.